What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always by my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer. We're three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, who have been covering the Chargers for four seasons now, doing our own Facebook Live show, Chargers Domination Live. And this is our second season with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys, a lot to get into. A pretty typical Thursday show because we're going to be getting into the Chargers' keys for success offensively and defensively. But we have to start with some big news for the Chargers because we had some big news break on Wednesday as we're recording this. We found out that Melvin Gordon is reportedly going to return to the Chargers sooner rather than later. So we'll go ahead and get into the details of that story to start, and then we'll wrap things up with the keys for success. But all right, guys, let's go ahead and get into it. This is your Locked On Chargers lead story. I'm Daniel Wade, joined by David Drogemeyer, and the lead story today is that Melvin Gordon reportedly is going to come back to the Chargers very soon. So it depends who you're listening to on this story, but the first to come out with it was actually Branson Wright, a writer from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. His report was that Melvin Gordon will report to the team this Thursday, as in today, as you're listening to this. So we'll know very soon whether he is correct or not. But soon after that, Adam Schefter came out and said Chargers running back Melvin Gordon's holdout could soon be coming to an end, though no final decisions have been made when to report. Then later on in the day, Ian Rapoport, after saying that he had heard similar things to Branson Wright from the Cleveland Plains Dealer, said that he has confirmed that Melvin Gordon will come back and return to the team on Thursday, meaning that the holdout will be over this week. He will not play in the game this weekend. But David, now that we know Melvin Gordon is actually back 100% with the team on Thursday, after reportedly coming back week 10, then it was 6 through 8, and now you're hearing potentially Thursday, how does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me think that Melvin Gordon thinks that with the Chargers at 1-2, that if he comes back and he plays well and helps the Chargers win games, that that's going to add dollars to any potential contract that could be coming his way in the offseason or maybe throughout the season, even though the Chargers said that they would be tabling contract negotiations. You never know. I mean, he could have that big of an impact. I think that's part of the thinking in this. I feel like if the Chargers were, you know, at 3-0 or 4-0 after the Miami game, that he might say, oh, well, they don't need me, and, you know, maybe I should just prepare for the offseason when I can be a free agent and get the contract I want. But, yeah, I think at 1-2, his team might see this as an opportunity to go put on a good show and help the Chargers win games, and if he does that, make some more money.
Yeah, and he's picking a pretty easy slate of games. I mean, ideally, he would come back against probably the worst defense in the league in the Dolphins. So you would think that maybe this was a week too late. But the other thing it does is stops the Chargers from continuing to take his money. We don't know if behind the scenes Melvin Gordon has any assurances that they are going to credit back any of the money he was fined or anything more on those details right now. But Melvin Gordon gets a chance right now to play savior. I don't know how much anyone is going to really buy into that because, David, as you know, the running backs have actually played very well this year, Justin Jackson and Austin Eckler. So I don't know exactly what Melvin Gordon's role is going to be upon return, but there was one thing that's for sure, David, and then that's that this team's issues go much deeper than the running back position. I don't know if any of us from the Locked On Chargers podcast believe that this is a fix it, that this is a fix all for the Chargers. The Chargers have going wrong for them right now runs deep and probably won't get much better until they either play some players that are on their bench and maybe they're better than the guys in there right now, or they have guys coming back returning from injuries. But either way, David, this is not the cure-all for the Chargers. They need much more than Melvin Gordon's return to really change the way this season is going.
Oh, that's without question. I mean, there's definitely more problems. We all know the biggest problem is the offensive line. And an offensive line is a running back's best friend. And who knows how big of an impact Melvin Gordon is going to have. But one thing is very clear. He is definitely not the answer to all the Chargers problems. Their problems run very, very deep. Although I will say, there's no way that you can't help but feel like it will help the Chargers' red zone offense, which has not been where it needs to be so far this season.
Yeah, he's definitely a threat in the red zone and doesn't have the fumbling issues. But with the problems in the secondary, the problem stopping the run, those things are still present, even though they might not show themselves this week against the Dolphins. But at the same time, with Melvin Gordon, your team is better. Your team is more talented with Melvin Gordon coming back to it. So in no way is a bad thing, I don't think, for the Chargers. But it is good to know, hey, he's coming back and you're getting one of those guys that you were missing from the beginning of the season back on the roster, which absolutely helps your team. But we do have two more segments to get into what is going to happen this weekend when the Chargers play against the Dolphins. You heard a little bit of it yesterday on the crossover episode with Locked On Dolphins. But today we're going to be giving you specifically the keys to the Chargers' success this weekend when they take on the Miami Dolphins, a.k.a. the worst team in the league. And as you'll probably hear, that doesn't make us feel a ton better about it, but it's good timing for the Chargers to be taking on a weaker team. So we'll go ahead and get into that. But first, I need to tell you guys that if you're like me, you're not always paying attention to your bank account balance. And the moment you see you're going to be overdrawn, it's too late. So you end up spending $37 on a cup of coffee. Or in my case, you get a textbook and you thought you returned it. And then instead you get charged for it and you overdraw seven times in a row, which costs you about $300. I have a fix for you guys because Dave is the number one budgeting app in America because it saves you from overdraft fees, tells you about upcoming bills, and can advance you $75 from your next check with no credit check and no interest. Get the Dave app for just $1 per month. That's $12 a year, which is way less than any overdraft fee, and you'll never have to pay one again. Dave will help you budget for upcoming expenses, text you if you're spending too much money, and again, advance you $75 in just 90 seconds if you need it from your next paycheck. Mark Cuban is an investor in Dave because he got crushed by overdraft fees in his 20s and wants you to never have to pay an overdraft fee again. Go to dave.com/lockedon, all caps, one word. It really helps the show if you guys let them know you heard about them through us, then download Dave and never pay an overdraft fee again. It's immediate savings. Go now, dave.com/lockedon, spelled just like it sounds, guys, D-A-V-E, dave.com/lockedon. And saving money is really exciting, guys, with Dave, but winning money is really exciting as well. And if you guys are trying to win money betting on football this season, you need to be doing it with MyBookie. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. So do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag. No one gives you more ways to win than they do, and at the end of the day, what are you trying to do but go and win some money? MyBookie's got the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sportsbook. I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best, and where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. Right now, you can join MyBookie, and they will double your first deposit. You put in $100, they will give you a free $100 to bet with this weekend or even tonight on Thursday Night Football. All you have to do is use promo code LOCKEDON, all caps, one word, to activate the offer. Promo code LOCKEDON to double your first deposit when you visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, guys, time to get into the next segment talking about the Chargers' keys for success in this game. And I want to go ahead and start with the defensive side of the ball. Going up against an offense in Miami that Travis Wingfield told you yesterday is averaging 5.3 points per game. I loved that. A field goal and a safety per game. And a team where nothing's really gone right for them offensively or defensively for that matter. But they've really struggled on offense. Even in the last game they played against the Cowboys, it could have been 17-7 at halftime if Kenyon Drake doesn't run into his own tight end and fumble in plus territory for the Dolphins when they're potentially going to score. And if a receiver for the Dolphins doesn't drop a perfectly thrown ball in the end zone that would have given them a touchdown. It could have been a different game, but Unfortunately, the Cowboys poured it on him in the second half, and it was not close. What do we have in the second half that really makes us feel good about that one, guys? So let's talk about Josh Rosen, who we expect to start this week. I think for the Chargers, especially for their pass rush, you have to get home in this game. But I'm looking at this more as a macro for the Chargers and what they need to do specifically, because I think the Chargers need to do a few things in this game to get back on track defensively. One of those things is turning the ball over again. You've had a couple of turnovers called back by offsetting penalties. The Chargers need to turn the ball over, and I think they need to score points on this in this game. I really want to put that on the Chargers defense against an offense that has been terrible to get a pick, pick up a fumble, and take it to the house. Do something to put some points on the board for your offense, even though they might not need it. I think that helps the defense get back on track. So, David, when we're talking about keys for success defensively in this game, what do you want to see from the Chargers this week?
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot of offensive weapons that the Dolphins have that really kind of put any kind of fear into you. I mean, that's evidenced by their lack of ability to score points throughout this season. But the one playmaker they do have is the running back Kenyon Drake. And that name might be familiar for you because the Chargers, for some reason, were actually considering trading for Kenyon Drake. But Kenyon Drake is their number one running back, and he definitely, Josh Rosen is going to want to set up the passing game with that running game. And so making him one-dimensional and stopping that running game is, I think, of the utmost importance in this one.
Yeah, David, you absolutely have to stop the run. And hopefully that shouldn't be an issue this week when the team coming into this game averages 45 rushing yards per game. You should hopefully be able to bottle that up. And for especially the interior of the defensive line, if you're not going to get it this week and you didn't get it last week against the Houston Texans offensive line, as far as a pass rush goes, then I just think that you're straight out of luck at that position. I don't know if you can really expect it at this point. Hopefully you see some growth from Jerry Tillery, but this week should be a week where these guys can get right. And this is the ultimate get right game. This is where everything should be getting on track for the Chargers, and you need to come out there, and if you're that defensive line, not only play well, but you should be dominant in this game against this specific offensive line, especially as Travis Wingfield said, if they have to put Dieter out there at left tackle, I mean, the outside rusher should absolutely have a field day with those guys. But hey, they should have also last week as well. But not only do they have to stop the run this week, but they absolutely have to put Josh Rosen on the ground and make him try to force some plays and make some costly mistakes, because we've already seen it happen to both of the Miami quarterbacks this year. They want to get in their own way, and they will do it if you let them, but you can't let them off the hook. So I think for this game, when you're going up against a team who offensively has the worst stats in the league, you have to have a really sound game. And the secondary has to be part of it as well. If you're going to send Roderick Teamer out there again, if you're going to send Brandon Faison out there again, even though, knock on wood, but Michael Davis is actually practicing this week, so there's some hope there. But in the secondary, all of your miscommunications, all of those things that plagued you last week and getting beat on big plays, it has to stop this week. There's no reason that should happen against the Dolphins. So if you're the Chargers defense, especially in the secondary and even the linebackers, you have to be able to tackle this week, and you have to get that defensive miscommunication out that led to 3 touchdowns from the Houston Texans last week before you could blink an eye. So I'll flip it over to you, John. What do you want to see the Chargers do defensively this week to have success?
I want to see us stop the wide receivers this week. We got to have good coverage. Brandon Faison's been playing really bad. And if he gets matched up with someone like Devontae Parker, it's going to be pretty bad unless he has a safety over the top. Devontae Parker can out-jump you. He can beat you on routes really well. And Faison hasn't been really well at stopping anybody, not even a guy like Devin Funches. So Brandon Faison has a bad day, the Chargers are going to have a bad day. And then there's going to be guys like Allen Hurns and Albert Wilson who aren't the flashy big-name guys, but they have shown in the past that they can make plays and take over a game every now and then. So you got to cover them and not let them do that. There's also Preston Williams, who has shown that he can be the leading receiver on this team. He's gotten most of the targets and most of the catches so far. So if you let him take over the game, then you have to deal with Parker and Williams. And if you let them take over the game, now you got to deal with Kalen Ballage and Kenyon Drake, and we know how bad we are with stopping the run and tackling. Just imagine having to deal with Ballage. He can break tackles.
Yeah, and there's going to be opportunities for the secondary to make plays in this one. Travis Wingfield said on our crossover episode that they like to go deep quite often. I mean, they'll just, you know, throw it up and let their receivers try to make a play. And, you know, there's a couple of guys on that defensive, you know, side of the ball for the Chargers that will relish in those opportunities. So they need, whenever they try to just throw the ball up and just hope for a big play, the Chargers need to be there to make a bigger play and turn that ball over.
And hopefully turn it into points. And to his credit, the one thing Rayshon Jenkins has been good at is if somebody just throws one of those jump balls downfield that doesn't necessarily have a great receiving option at the end of it, he will go get it. To his credit. I mean, he did it last week. It doesn't count. But he went out there and did it. So I think that for this defense this week, you have plenty on the defense to be dominant against this team. There's no excuses. Everything's out of the way. You can't be giving up late drives at the end of halves. You can't be giving up big plays with the Chargers defenses are usually really good against. And now all of a sudden they're bad against tight ends after, you know, having a Travis Kelce game where he only gets one catch. Last week, you let the tight ends absolutely go off on you. I think this week has to be where you work all those things out, the defensive miscommunications. And if you're Gus Bradley, don't let Josh Rosen sit back there in the pocket. Get creative. Send blitzes. Trust your defense on the back end that in the 2 seconds or 2.5 seconds it's going to take for the rush to get there, that they can hold up. Because right now, you're letting too many quarterbacks sit back there and pick their options out. And Josh Rosen can make those throws. If you let him sit back there, he has a good arm. If there's no pressure on him, he usually makes pretty sound decisions. So you have to get after him this week, no matter how you do it. And if you're the defense, have that killer mentality and take the Dolphins out of this game. But we do need to get into our last segment talking about the keys for success for the Chargers offense coming up right after this. But first, I need to tell you guys, if you're planning on going to a Chargers game or any live event, that you need to be getting your tickets with Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. Because when you're thinking back on all of your best memories with your closest friends, you're usually out doing something, going to see a sporting event or going to see some sort of concert. Those are always the best memories. And right now, when you're buying tickets with Vivid Seats, you can use the Vivid Seats rewards. With reward statuses ranging from MVP to Hall of Famer, customers can earn from 10% up to 16% credit on all of their purchases through their app. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program and will enjoy credits on all of their purchases as part of the Vivid Seats Reward program. And as always, all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Right now, guys, we have a special offer for our listeners. When you go to the Vivid Seats app and enter the promo code KICKOFF, you can get up to $100 off at checkout. That's promo code KICKOFF. We can save you up to $100 on any seats to your next event. And we also need to send a special shout out to our friends over at Metro Infinity, who decided to re-up with the Locked On Chargers this year. You have to swing by their brand new multi-million dollar facility right off the 210 in Monrovia. They are the only dealer in California that is family owned and have been in business for over 25 years. And that being said, they're the number one volume dealer in all of California. I mean, those numbers speak for themselves, and you get to deal with a family-owned operation, and we always like to support those kind of operations. And one of my favorite parts about Metro Infinity is if you don't like coming into the dealership, no problem. We will bring your new car and the paperwork to your home or office and complete the whole transaction there. Make sure to mention Locked On, and they will give you an extra $500 off any car purchase. They take pride in not being your typical car dealer where it takes hours to buy a car. They don't play games, and they want their customers to have a luxury car buying experience. Trust me, these guys get it. You can reach them at 626-599-7510 or at metroinfinity.com. Go check out the huge selection of new and used cars they have over there, guys, and make sure you tell them Locked On Chargers sent you over there. All right, time to get into the final segment of the show today, talking about the keys for success for the Chargers offensively going up against one of the worst defenses in the entire NFL. So, David, just to give everyone a little outlook on what this looks like going into the game, The Dolphins defense right now is allowing 44.3 points per game. Well, you probably could tell that's last in the league. They're giving up 499.3 yards per game total offense, worst in the league. 291.3 passing yards, which is 28th in the league. So, hey, not last. And the rushing yards, 208 rushing yards they have allowed so far this season. Woo! Last week, they allowed Ezekiel Elliott, which isn't a surprise, but also Tony Pollard, the backup, to both eclipse 100 yards in this game. That is just ridiculous. I mean, those numbers that they've been giving up are almost comical at some point. And yet, we stay here, and Charger fans are still not feeling great about this game. The Chargers historically have not played well in Miami, and we all know that. But, David, for the offense this week, an offense that has scored only 10 points in the second half of games, not including overtime, this has to be a game where the Chargers absolutely pour it on the Dolphins and never really give them a chance in this game. And going into it, I think the Dolphins have a pretty good game plan. If they're listening to Travis Wingfield, that is, you have Xavien Howard, a more physical corner, on Mike Williams, who struggles at times to get off of the line of scrimmage. It is not always going to beat you with his speed. And then bracket Keenan Allen on the other side and basically double team him, have somebody covering over the top and somebody covering him underneath. So, Dave, I mean, that's a pretty good strategy. The other options for the Chargers haven't done anything so far this season, especially Travis Benjamin, as it's been well documented. So I think for them, the Dolphins, David, I think they're doing the right thing, saying make somebody else beat us. But unfortunately for them, I think the somebody else in this case aren't even wide receivers. I think it's Justin Jackson and Austin Eckler. We saw the Chargers get away from using them last week, even when they were effective, and it absolutely hurt them, especially in the second half. These guys should be getting a ton of volume in this game, David. And I think a huge key for their offense in this game is going to be finding ways to get Justin Jackson and Austin Eckler involved.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you're going up against a defense that's giving up over 200 yards rushing per game. That is absolutely insane. So what I'd like to see in this one is the Chargers to get up early in the first half and just absolutely pound the ball in the second half. I mean, I don't care if we see, you know, 40 plus rushing attempts in this one. I'd like to see both guys get, you know, upper 20s in carries and see where the numbers lie at the end of the game, because I think you'll see some pretty disgustingly awesome stats if the Chargers do that.
Yeah, there's no reason why they shouldn't both be really good in this game. And they both should have had monster games last week, and we'll never really know because they really kind of disappeared, especially in the second half. And it was all put on Phillip Rivers' shoulders when the Texans go and score 20 unanswered points. So I think in this game, you have to have those guys do well. And I think on the macro level, looking at the big picture of things, I think the Chargers need to get their downfield passing game back on track in this game, because we haven't really seen it last year. The Chargers were a vertical offensive team last year and horizontal. They had some movement in the backfield, but they attacked teams down the field. You lost Tyrell Williams, and that has seemed to hurt the Chargers offensively as far as getting the ball down the field deep. Travis Benjamin hasn't helped the case, you know, dropping a touchdown that would have potentially tied the game last week. They haven't been able to get the ball in his hands more than 5 to 10 yards downfield so far this season. So, David, for me, I think the deep passing game really has to look to be effective in this game and look for some opportunities from all of these guys. And the other thing is, I think you need to see the ancillary pieces be productive in this game, whether it's Sean Culkin, who had a huge drop last week, Lance Kendrick, who's going into his second week of the team, Dontrell Inman should have a big one in this game. Travis Benjamin, we can't expect anything from, but their point remains the same, David. They're going to try to take away Mike Williams and Keenan Allen from you. The other guys have to have good games in this one. They might not need to get the win, but if you're the Chargers, you need to find more ways to be effective offensively other than give the balls to the running backs behind the line of scrimmage and getting Keenan Allen in the middle of the field.
Without a doubt. I mean, obviously, you know, there's no question that Keenan Allen's been lighting the world on fire early this season. I mean, he has the most receiving yards of any wide receiver in the NFL right now, and he has the touchdowns to match. So obviously, key number one for them is to try and then the key word here is try, to take Keenan Allen away. But I like that point. I mean, trying to get these other guys involved, I mean, it's very important.
So, John, for the offensive side of the ball, what are you looking for the Chargers to do this week to find some success?
For me, it's got to be penalties. You have to stop these penalties, these holding calls, all these false starts. These things are killing our drives. We've had so many touchdowns that we should have that are called back. Either we score the touchdown and it's called back, or we have a good drive going and the drive stalls because second and 10 turning into a first down now becomes second and 25. That was on the defensive side too, but the offense is what's really killing us. The defense seems to rebound. If they give up a 5-yard holding penalty for a first down, they end up stopping them three plays later. The offense, once they get a penalty, they don't recuperate and they punt the ball away, and now we just missed out on points. The penalties have to stop this week, because if you lose to the Dolphins, it's not going to be because they outplayed you. It's going to be because you beat yourself.
Yeah, you definitely want to see no penalties. And for a team that is an extreme lack of talent on that defensive line for the Dolphins defensively, this offensive line has to keep Phillip Rivers up this week. I mean, this is the worst defensive front you will probably go against all season. I don't think that's bold news right there. I mean, this potentially could be that team. So the Chargers offensive line needs to have a good game this week. They need to figure things out. And there's reports today that Anthony Lanier is actually practicing at offensive tackle this week. So don't get your hopes up, folks, because this team is comical when it comes to this offensive line. But they better keep Phillip Rivers up this week, because if they're not going to do it this week, it pretty much dooms the rest of the season for the Chargers, because if they're not going to do it now, then they're probably never going to do it. So the Chargers offensively need to have a good game this week. They need to put some points on the board. They need to not settle for field goals and not have empty possessions on the other side of the field. They can't do it again, because that's what lets bad teams like this, and like the Browns in 2017, bad teams like this and the Browns from a few seasons ago where their only win stay in it. So for the Chargers, pour it on, and especially in the second half, I don't care what the score is, come out and show me you can score some points in the second half, because so far you have not done that. So
unfortunately, they're going up against the Dolphins, a Dolphins team that has given up the most second half points of any team in the league. So there's a perfect opportunity for you to turn what you do bad into something you can do very well.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the chance for the Chargers. You cannot take them lightly. I will say that, obviously, but this is a team that wants to lose. Don't go up there and give that to them. Absolutely pour it on if you're the Chargers offense, and don't stop until the game is over. And I think they could do it. Will they do it is an entirely different question. But that is going to wrap things up for today's show. We'll be back with you tomorrow giving you our bold predictions. I will give you guys my game prediction. You heard John, so you have to hear John predicting them to lose again if you didn't hear that on the crossover episode yesterday. And we'll be getting into the injury report and what that's looking like as well. So make sure to come back tomorrow. But until then, make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribing to us wherever you get your podcast from. You can get it before everyone else when you subscribe. And if you guys want to give us your thoughts on this game, make sure to call into the Locked On Chargers voicemail line at 323-524-7924. Every Chargers voicemail gets played on the show. But we will be back with you guys tomorrow. Until then, take it easy and go Bulls.